Not necessarily, Bruce, and especially when it comes to saving lives. In a country like Papua New Guinea, which has a lot of health issues, and the country hasn't fared very well on the development indicators. So the secretary, while we respect his authority to run his department, when it comes to the health of Papua New Guineans, the media has a mandate to inform all Papua New Guineans on issues that are affecting the health sector. And speaking from the PFF perspective, it is unfortunate for the secretary to come out, emphasizing those protocols. Well, at the end of the day, the media were just doing their job to highlight, the incompetency and the ineffectiveness of the department that he is running at the moment.
You think this rule is designed to perhaps protect the health department against criticism, make sure that no one talks about these kind of things?
Of course, the secretary is on damage control because his department has come under a lot of scrutiny over the last couple of weeks over their failure to address a number of issues. I mean, for example, the department's handling of the cancer, the National Cancer Center at the Engau General Hospital in Lae, is an embarrassment. And there has been calls for for his removal as the head of the department because of those issues. So he can't turn around to the media and lay down the rules when he is not doing the job that he was appointed to do to ensure that all Papua New Guineans have access to basic services to health, to hospitals and to clinics that have medicine and that have medical staff who can attend to them.
These alleged rules and protocols, which he says journalists are expected to follow, are they actually rules and protocols that people have agreed to, or has he just invented this?
No. This is. I mean, we all media in PNG, and especially here in Port Moresby, are aware of the protocols that are put down by government departments, where normally the official dissemination of information will come out from a public relations officer or a media officer who is employed by the department. But in the media, at the end of the day, are accountable to their readers. So if their lives of Papua New Guineans on the line, if there are Papua New Guineans who don't have access to drugs, if there are Papua New Guineans who walk into a clinic and don't find a doctor or a nurse, they contact the media. The media is mandated to run the story. And if the health department is not in a position to comment, then at the end of the day, the media is accountable to the people. We have to report what's happening, what the reality is.
Up until recently, you were the editor of one of the two major newspapers in PNG. What did you tell your journalist if they came back to you and said, "We tried to get the head of the health department, but he's not picking up his phone. Do I just drop the story?"
Bruce, we went ahead and ran with the story because at the end of the day, my position has always been that the newspaper is accountable to its readers, and if the department and their offices are not in a position to make comments, so long as we have evidence of that particular communication happening between the newsroom and that organization, then we will run with the story because the journalists did go out of their way to get comments from the department. But like I said earlier, we cannot play around with the lives of ordinary people. The secretary is looking after a department that, at the end of the day, ensures that Papua New Guineans are supposed to live healthy lives. If he is falling short of meeting that mandate, then he might need to put himself and his officers under scrutiny.
But if the journalists in PNG go ahead and ignore these rules and protocols and do what you suggest, that could make the health department, make the whole government, for that matter, quite angry.
Oh, yes. That will happen. And I mean, at the end of the day, that's the mandate that the media has in PNG. We are here to inform and to educate Papua New Guineans on issues that affect them and their lives. And health is a major part of that.